He said, Ed Lechler will be coming up, and if time permits, I think I'll try to get you up, Annie, before the feature time, and then after the feature time, the Robinsons will come up, and but I'll say more about that later. Right now, I'd like to introduce a very talented songwriter with a great deal of humor, wit, and edge. His name is Dan Margarita. Please give him a big welcome.
You would, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Oop. How you all doing there? Have a round of applause for all the performers you've seen tonight. I have a CD out, by the way. It's called Kinda Pregnant. The front features a picture of a very pregnant me. It's somewhat disturbing, frankly. But do a song off the... We getting anything here? Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I have some videos on YouTube. Anyone? And so feel free to check them out. Dan Margarita, you go to danmargarita.com. You can not only... see the videos. You can also yep. Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. This is known as banter in the business. So yeah, danmigrated.com. You can see some of the videos. You can buy the CD online through iTunes, as well as cdbaby.com. All right. It's all the way up. Battery's on now. Turn this off. This must be fascinating to watch, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure. All right. We'll go with the old-fashioned way with just miking the guitar. There we go. Even I can hear me now. All right, this first song, I have a video out on YouTube. It's called Eat the Rich, not to be confused with the Aerosmith or Motorhead songs of the same name. It's inspired by Mr. Bernard Madoff, so. Americans are getting fatter every single day. It's a fact that our waistlines do increase. Millions starve around the world, there's no getting around it, while Americans get morbidly obese. I read the morning paper, unemployment's on the rise, but CEOs are rolling in the loot. Make tens of million dollars while laying off the staff, then get fired with a golden parachute. But I've got a solution for those folks who lost their job, but implementing it might be a bitch. They could save a lot of money on their food bills if they want. All they have to do is eat the rich. Eat the rich. Get some protein in your diet. Eat the rich. If you're starving, you might try it. Eat the rich. They'll come if you just whistle. Eat the rich. Just work around the gristle. Eat the rich. The rich can buy arugula and other healthy foods, then go to gyms to help keep off that gut. The poor don't have a fitness trainer, only comfort foods. Watch TV and wonder why they have big butts. Making money's fine with me, I hope we all do well. It's the ostentatious wealth I hate to see. Or multi-millionaires who get a bonus check at work, and that bonus check is paid by you and me. The $20 million salary you make each year, you think by now that you'd be set for life. To keep your mansion in good shape and then support your kids, and of course your mistress and your wife. The guy who cleans your office barely makes a living wage, like the guy who works down on the loading dock. Not in a union, they're the first ones who will get laid off, cause cutbacks raise the value of the stock. Eat the rich. When their wealth gets too obscene, eat the rich. When times are getting lean, eat the rich. It might sound pretty mean, eat the rich. Turn them into Soylent Green, eat the rich. Soylent Green is people. Is it too much to ask to have some fairness in the world? Have a just, compassionate society. And just so I don't come off as some sort of hypocrite, if I should strike it rich, eat me. Pretty sure Motorhead and Aerosmith didn't end their songs with the phrase, eat me. And on the CD, this actually ends with the sound of bacon frying. Thank you, thank you. All right. Let me try another adjustment here. All right. So this song, I think most of the people in this room seem to be old enough to remember. Man killed by microphone in Lexington tonight. Most of the people in this room are old enough to remember a song. You remember the song, Peter, Paul, and Mary, I Dig Rock and Roll Music? Well, this isn't it. This, I decided to do a little slightly different version. I just wrote this, so bear with me. It's called I Dig Classical Music. It's to the same tune. I dig classical music, which was written by those dead white guys. 'Cause I'm a pseudo-intellectual and it makes people think I'm wise. There's good old Johann Esbach, the 18th century Tupac. I always pay octum to him. I dig Ludwig Beethoven, a guy of whom you probably heard. He wrote beautiful music, though he never wrote a single word. He couldn't hear a real lot, that's why he always said, what? He wasn't shot outside a club. Didn't happen. Hi, kids. I dig the music of Mozart. His symphonies were bulletproof. He had a bunch of different nicknames, but his family probably called him Wolf. Some called him Amadeus. His music still can slay us. If he weren't dead, he'd play us a tune. I dig Gustav Mahler, but I can't play any of his licks. He's not quite as good as Mozart, but he always got a lot more chicks. It's true. Yes, Wagner was a racist, as was his upright bassist. Appeal to Hitler's bassist instincts. I dig sweet lullabies that were written by a guy named Brahms. I'll bet lots of German kids had his music for their senior proms. These guys were mostly German, thought others were all vermin. Inspired Hermann's, Goering, and Hess. Threw in every German name in the song that I could think of. Bop, bop. It's probably covering a famous song that like fades off the record. You gotta figure out how to end the song in a live show. You musicians know that. All right, there we go. Nice. All right, this last song I want to dedicate to two very special people. The two guys who nearly ran me off the road because they were chatting on their cell phones, weren't paying attention, tried to get into my lane. This song is called Hang Up and Drive. I was driving down the highway, can't remember going where, when a guy moved into my lane, not seeing I was there. I blasted my horn real loud and stopped upon my brake. I couldn't figure out if he was drunk or maybe not awake. I had pretty much concluded he had a head made of pure bone. That's when I saw I almost died because he had been talking on his phone. Ah. Not sure when I will leave this world. I can't control my fate, but I don't want it determined by a phone call that could wait. What was so important that you nearly took my life? I'm hoping you don't kill me or even my ex-wife. Even for an emergency, leave good drivers alone. Pull over if you need to call, or better yet, hang up your friggin' phone. If you think I'm an old fogey, tell me to go to hell. But if you kill someone while texting, trust me, you will not be LOL. Hang up and drive. I want to reach my destination. When I get there, still be alive. It's important that I'm breathing when I finally arrive. That's less likely to happen with morons who contrive to make a phone call behind the wheel. So please, 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 hang up and drive. I don't want to see your car wrapped around a big oak tree. But if someone's got a croak here, it's better you than me. Why should someone die because of your stupidity? If you receive the finger, chances are it came from me. And texting's even worse, folks, that should be plain to see. I shouldn't have to die because you were texting someone, OMG. That's you speak for, oh my God. That's you speak for, oh my God. You must know that it's foolish, and that's what has me vexed. Why would you try and drive a car while sending out a text? You're gonna get somebody killed, I hope that I'm not next. But since I was once nearly killed, I'm as angry as perplexed. To think of my life wiped away, cause I couldn't wait what you had to say. Was it that important anyway? Just saying that you're on your way, or selling stuff while on eBay, or making plans to see it play. Shouldn't have to die today, so please put your goddamn phone away. Hang up and drive. I want to reach my destination. When I get there, still be alive. It's important that I'm breathing when I finally arrive. That's less likely to happen with morons who contrive to make a phone call behind the wheel. So please, 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 hang up and drive. Working out if I'm going to keep doing that song.
Oh yeah, thank you.
That's Dan Margarita. He gave us a great mini set, and he's got some CDs here, right, Dan?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, please give him a big hand, please. Dan Margarita.